The current officer is based at the high school. The second officer will rotate between the district's two middle schools and attend extracurricular activities as needed. Superintendent Jane Evans says having a law enforcement presence at the high school has worked out well for all involved.
He talks with the students, he listens to what they're saying, and we think it's wonderful for the students to see a police officer as a friendly human being.
Evans says the district pays the salary and benefits for the current school resource officer, but it will split the cost for the second officer with the city. Evans says the new officer should be in place by the first day of school in mid-August. She says the officers could eventually switch roles to maintain relationships as students travel from middle school to high school. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.